music will be fitting right about now.
Cool.
I'm glad to be back.
All right, welcome back to Funny Business, a serious podcast.
Right.
My name is Jason.
And my name is Scott.
And this is our second podcast. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks.
Busy. We're both pretty busy.
We do have lives. It's been a tumultuous week for one of us,
You don't know what that means.
Oh my God.
What is tumultuous? Tell the fans.
No, it doesn't fucking matter. Tumultuous, just like troubling. Troubling times.
Okay. Well, let's talk about
We don't need to
this.
Get into it.
Okay.
Well, are we just starting now? Okay, welcome. I guess we've already done it. Let's just fucking get into it.
In the beginning, there's always like a
Sorry, it's awkward. We're working on it. This is only our second chance. We took a two and a half week hiatus.
Since
yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry. Scott's fault.
Today.
Me? You want me to talk about
it? Go ahead.
Okay. You're motioning to me like they can see it, like he's going to say something. Okay, so this week we are drinking Bud Light and Clamato. It's a chelada, is what they call them, and it's the pint can. So this is a, like I wouldn't suggest a girl sit on it. That's all I'm saying. Like, that's how big it is.
Only a man.
So we're gonna, Scott has never had this before. I have. I mean, they're kind of trashy drinks, but I enjoy it.
It's like the strawberry limerita.
Yes,
the
yeah, same principle. So here we go.
That is a really weird flavor. But it's not bad.
It's just like beer and...
I feel like I should put pepper in it.
Oh, yeah. Pepper would be delicious.
Oh, it's like a... Because you put pepper in Bloody Marys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's kind of along the same lines. It's like a beer Mary.
It's like a less thick blood-y Mary.
Yeah. It's like towards the end of the period Mary. You know?
That's disgusting.
Towards the end of the period Mary.
Thanks for buying that, but you wasted your money because I ain't drinking it now.
What? Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, anyway.
So, yeah, that's what we're drinking this week. You should go try it if you haven't. I really like it. Anytime you put, like, tomato juice into beer, I'm always down. It's kind of my thing. I like red beer, but... And I just noticed my window's open, so all of our neighbors are going to hear this. But
should I close it?
No, it's fine. I don't give a fuck. I hear them having sex all the time. It's only fair.
Damn you! Not again!
I know. Seriously, like, every time... Okay, so I'm just going to give you guys a little window into where I live. Every time I'm in the shower, literally, I can always hear the people above me having sex. And I'm not sure if, like, we just... If I just decide to... shower at the same time that
they're
having
fucking
sex
constantly.
Or they're just having sex all the time,
all day long.
It's not like I shower at the same time every day. It varies.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
But I always hear that bitch moaning.
I would masturbate in the shower if I heard some lady moaning.
I'm not saying I don't masturbate in the shower, but I mean, I'm not saying that that's the reason.
It's fuel. It's like Jason was going to get a life proof case for his iPhone so he could take his porn in there. But instead, he's got the lady upstairs. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, wait. I had never thought about that.
That how convenient it would be?
Getting a life-proof case for your phone so you could take it in the shower.
Well, neither did I, but...
Now that you've thought about it.
You know who has thought about it?
Who?
So very, very much.
Who?
All these crazy whores on Vine.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're talking about
we
this
We talked
again.
About Courtney, obviously. That was last time.
You remember Courtney
one.
Last week? She, or last
two
month.
Weeks ago.
Fuck, it was a month ago. Let's just call it what it is. who let her dog just go to town on her.
And she is an interesting breed. She's on her own for that one. But I have stepped into the realm of the pornography on Vine. And it goes so much further than a girl letting a dog lick her vagina.
Okay, well, you just lead us down this path because you're the one who's you're the one I'm masturbating just... to 6 minute videos.
All I'm saying, 6 second.
Oh, 6 seconds. Sorry,
6 minutes. My bad. That's a good...
I know 6 minutes. That'd
I don't
be
even
fuck.
Need
that's
minutes.
Me. That's normal people. 6 seconds, though. That's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, the point.
But they
though,
repeat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I love it. Just repeat. And God. That gets me thinking about... I'm just going to go there. And if you don't want anybody to hear this kind of shit, you can't tell them about this. But I always, thinking about videos and time, I always would hate when I would be jerking it. And the end of the video would come up, And then you gotta like,
you're like, oh shit, go
yeah,
back.
You don't wanna like have the black screen at the end because it's just less enjoyable. So you're like, ew, like use your left hand or opposite hand.
Like, I need an image.
Yeah, come on, give me something, spit it back.
And then
real
like
quick.
You click it back and it's a part you don't like and you're like, fuck.
God damn it, why did I get to this?
And then you come and you're like, well, now it's ruined.
Well, it always takes
whole day
fucking
ruined.
5 minutes anyway to find the part that I wanna like get moving to, you know. I want to like rev the engine to. I don't even know what to call it.
Rev the engine to.
Anyway, I guess I'm digressing, which doesn't really matter truthfully, yeah. But there is a whole world out there on Vine that is just girls using anything. I saw earlier today a girl put a snorkel in her ass, and I'm not saying that it wasn't the coolest thing I've ever seen, but it was pretty cool.
Can we check up on Courtney?
Yeah.
Can we actually look? Okay, before we look, here's my thoughts. Here's what I think my... So before she was letting the dog lick her vagina, like lick her butthole, basically the dog licked whatever the fuck it wanted to lick. And
or whatever she wanted it to lick.
As disgusting as it is, my thoughts on the natural progression of what happens with Courtney. She better be taking that dog's paw and like fingering herself with it at this point. Because what else is there? Like, that is the next step besides full on having sex with a dog. And I think it's a female because she was playing with its vagina last
time. The dog.
Oh god. Anyway, but as disgusting as it sounds, I hope that paw's in her vagina.
Okay, hold on just a sec. I'm gonna say.
Can you just find it, please?
Yeah, I'm close. There's lots of Courtneys that are slutty weirdos. Wait, what? Is this a different Courtney?
This is a long silence, man.
No, it's not. We're talking, but I found the wrong Courtney, dude. Oh, no. She might be gone.
No way.
It was the same picture.
No way.
Oh, no. I remember
okay,
it.
So what happened to her, then?
I don't know, because this one says that she's got, like, 3,000 some odd followers and zero posts, and, like, this girl had plenty of posts.
Maybe she deleted it. Like, maybe she got rid of all of them.
That's pretty unfortunate.
You know, we can Google this.
Damn it, this is so annoying. What a fucking... Well, whatever. There's plenty of weird shit on there to listen to. Are we looking? Courtney on Vine. Vine Box, Vine. Nobody knows.
Dog.
Oh, I was on IMDb this morning and saw a lot of cool new movies.
Did you?
Yeah. One with Daniel Radcliffe that looked pretty intense, and that kid who was
about the murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The like guy who's like helping him like write and mm-hmm. stuff, and then ends up. Yeah, that looked interesting.
It's based on a true story, actually, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
A lot of that weird shit is based on mm-hmm. true stories. I don't mm-hmm. even want to watch it for that same reason. I need to go to the movies more often.
Are we done with Vine? You have nothing else to say, really?
No.
That's it? Well, I'm sad. Okay. Well, I'm sad we couldn't talk about Courtney anymore because I really wanted to look her up.
Yeah, I did too. And we.
I was really hoping that dog was just fingering the shit out of her.
Jason and I had pulled it up before we started recording and like had it at the ready, but we hadn't looked at it yet because we wanted the initial shock and awe to be captured in the podcast. However. Little do we know, I had the wrong thing and
gone.
I can't find
well,
it.
Well, great. Well, if you're looking for 6 minute, or six, I keep saying 6 minute. If you're looking for 6 second porn videos, then Vine is the place to be right now.
Yeah, I searched Courtney, found a weird little slutty Courtney, and I mean, you can just snowball for hours.
Yeah. It's snowball? Like yikes.
What? Yeah. Speaking of snowball, one of the girls put an ice cube in her vagina.
Oh, Jesus.
And then pushed it out. No
oh,
hands.
Oh, God. No hands.
So, so cool.
Speaking almost of snowballing, something that you do with your mouth and semen, let's talk about Miley Cyrus. Shall we? Can we? I have been gunning to talk about this for 2 weeks.
I know you
like,
have.
The first podcast ended, and I was like, fuck, I want to talk about Miley Cyrus. Because almost immediately the VMAs came on after we were
thoughts.
Done. Okay.
What do you really have to say other than
I don't
you?
Even know where to start. No, I have a lot of things to say. I don't even know where to start. First of all, like, I miss Hannah Montana. That's what I miss. I miss good old down-home country Miley. That's what I want. I want that back. I want the normal length hair. I want not the bleach blonde. Like, her natural color was fine. It was kind of red. I was kind of digging it.
Jason likes red hair.
Shut up. And I can't even explain what was going through my mind when I saw her. I mean, okay, I can. On the VMAs, whatever, wearing those slutty outfits, whatever you want, her ass looked terrible. It was not flattering. She was doing a bunch of weird shit. It just made me upset. But the number one thing that bothers me about Miley Cyrus, put your fucking tongue away. What is wrong with
you?
She's
like a Gene Simmons fucking incarnate.
Yeah, no, and the thing is it's not even attractive. Like, she's doing it way too much. And she's it literally looks like she's intentionally making, like, really weird faces and just like...
I know, but it's kind of cool.
Well, she sticks her tongue out. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just put your tongue away. You'd be so much more attractive if your tongue weren't wagging around all the time, okay? And then... No, and then...
Go ahead.
That's stupid. The video for... What was the song before Wrecking Ball? We Can't Stop.
She's got a new song?
Yeah, Wrecking Ball. Have you not seen it?
Is it good?
Have you not seen it?
I haven't heard it.
You've not seen the music video either?
No.
You're going to have no idea what I'm talking about then, but we're going to watch it when we're done. Okay. It is... Okay. So We Can't Stop. It's just... It's weird. She's trying to be... Like, she's trying to be black. She's trying to twerk. I don't even think she's twerking correctly. I just think she has no ass. Like, you can't twerk without an ass. I'm sorry.
I hear you there.
She's intentionally trying to be shocking. And yeah. I don't know if it's her or her manager.
Right. I hear you.
But I don't like it. And then this new song comes out, Wrecking Ball. Not a bad song. Not a bad song at all.
Really,
the music
like the
video.
Song?
Are you watching it right now?
I'm working on it. Yeah.
The music video, though. Like, it starts out and you're like, oh my god, it's gonna be normal. Like, she's crying. I feel like, oh, okay. This is okay. Then she fucking comes riding. Yeah. And then just watch. She comes riding in on a friggin' wrecking ball naked, screaming, and just like, she licks a sledgehammer. And it's just so messed up. It is so messed up. Again, just Miley, put your tongue away
but
for the love of God.
When we look at it as in the fans and the ratings and the attention, she's nailing it. Because nobody gave a fuck after Party in the USA. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what I'm saying is I get it to an extent.
You understand the...
Well, she might just be fucking insane. But... God, she looks like a man.
I know. But from a marketing standpoint, though, honestly, and I understand why they released the song almost immediately, it's because they're on a tidal wave of, like,
just
press right now.
Oh, yeah.
So they have to keep it coming now. They can't let there be a lull, otherwise it's going to slow down. She definitely has some momentum. Like, I got to give her that.
She's pretty, too, in
yeah.
the face.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. I agree. If she'd keep her tongue in there.
I know she's licking this.
Yeah.
Oh, she is naked on the wrecking ball.
Yes.
Wow. This is pretty nuts. It is truly insane that she came from Hannah Montana and this is what she is now. Are these tattoos bullshit? Do you know that?
I don't know. I don't know if they're real.
Because she's got, like, all kinds of knuckle tats and, like, on her arms,
on her
legs.
They've been in multiple videos, so I'm going to assume that they are real.
That's crazy.
We've seen them a few times
now. This girl is nuts. I truly enjoy it a little bit.
All right, do you need to go jack off again, or, like, should we pause this?
Between this and Vine, I'm like...
Yeah, do we need a commercial break?
I got a perma-chub, dude.
Perma-chub.
That's me, whatever. I get it. The VMAs was nuts. I mean, she went... As far as, like, you don't look cute or sexy with that tongue out,
no.
She really nipped sexy in the butt with her fucking... outfit that
yes.
night anyway. God,
yes.
It was disgusting.
No, and the best part of that was, like, watching people's reactions to her. Like, they cut to the One Direction boys, and they literally just had, like, it was the best reaction I'd ever seen in my entire life. Because, like, one of them looked like they were kind of digging it, but the other, like, there's a few that were laughing, but there was just genuine shock on their face.
Did you see?
They were like, what the fuck?
Rightfully so.
And also, sorry, go ahead.
Did you see when Taylor got the award for I Knew You Were Trouble, and she was like, you know, thanks to the guy who inspired this song, you know who you are.
Yeah.
And then it flashed to that 1D guy.
Yeah,
that's
Harry
funny.
Harry Styles.
I
don't know if his last name is Styles.
When they're getting the award, when One Direction's getting the award, it shows that shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
When she says that to Selena Gomez.
She is such... No, I'm sorry.
I love it.
Taylor Swift is such a cunt.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I said it.
Oh, my God.
I don't like her at all. I don't like her music. I think she's a terrible human being. That's not a joke.
Wow.
Not a joke.
I'm surprised that you could even think that about Taylor.
Why?
Because I love
Taylor?
Her. Yeah.
You're on a first name basis with
yeah,
her?
Yeah, I'm on a first name basis with her. I love her.
Oh, me and Taylor.
Me and Taylor.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just hanging out with Taylor.
I love her music. I think she's pretty graceful. Sure, she said shut the fuck up, but you know what? She's feeling 22.
Yeah. And she's feeling 22.
She might be 23 by now, so what I'm saying is she's...
I don't even think she's 21.
She's 22.
Is she really?
Yeah, that song, she is 22. You can't just write a song like that and not be 22.
Taylor Swift can.
Yeah.
Because she's Taylor fucking Swift.
Exactly. That's why I don't know why you're not riding the train.
Because I don't...
Get on board, baby.
Because I don't drink the Kool-Aid, man.
You drink chelada.
I do. Chelada. Chelada.
Chilauta. I'm sorry, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was shitty.
It's cool, though.
That was very shitty of you.
It's all good, though.
Okay. Do we have a...
Her songs, though.
Dough.
Exactly.
How dare you say that to me.
Jason and I hate dough. D-O-E.
Yeah. Dough.
Not pizza dough, because we deal with that quite often.
Yeah.
However, I hate it. And I wish that we had listeners that, like, cared and, like, would talk to their friends and be like, dude, that is so stupid because it makes me so mad.
Yeah,
every
stop
time.
Saying dough. Like, dat, though. They use it
dat.
Together. They say, like, dat shirt dough.
Yeah, dat's that
what?
Shit I don't like, dough.
Yeah.
I know. Just like that.
God,
I
have so
seen
annoying.
That. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? Also, they always go, people always say... They like to make this weird sentence structure. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they say... I'm trying to think of a good example here. Like, when you go to pay for your meal on a date and you forgot your wallet.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you... What? Yeah? Continue.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
But that's just it. That's all they're right.
Okay.
When you, like, forget to wear underwear.
And?
Continue.
And you crap
and
your
is...
pants and it just goes straight down?
This is why me and my friends for a while would go, oh, I know, it was such a good time. And like, and put that, like, you know, whatever on it, so it sounds like we're going to continue. And then people be like, they just kind of look at you like wide-eyed, like, yeah, what else? And then you're just done. And it's like that, and I just don't understand why that caught on, I guess. I don't know. Because if it were somebody talking, like, texting me like that, I would say, look, dipshit, you sound dumb.
Yeah.
So I don't know how people are like, oh, that's funny. Let's do that.
I do that all the time.
What?
I'm constantly telling people to stop saying shit or, like, doing things or doing shit like that.
Oh, right. Like when they text you
yes.
or call you or say something
yes.
stupid.
Don't ever say that to me again. I have no problem saying that to people.
Oh, my gosh. I just remembered.
Did you just come? Okay. Sorry. I was confused.
My least favorite one of all.
Okay.
Although, dough is a close second because
okay.
that one just is out there.
Okay.
Is fucking... When people... what was it? I just forgot. Damn it.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
It's one of those things that everybody does, right? And it's really annoying. And one of those nights. I hate that so
Do people say
much.
That?
Yep. All the time. They're like... It's okay. Somebody puts a picture of like wine and fettuccine Alfredo or something, like some shitty.
One of those nights.
Yeah, they're like, one of those. Oh, one of those nights where you think you can cook, but you boiled some noodles and poured sauce on it and like fried up some chicken. Who gives a fuck?
I fry up chicken every
fucking You
day.
Can't cook because you can put together Alfredo with fucking like fettuccine noodles and some grilled chicken. And then if you say one of those nights after it, unfollow. Done. I saw some Instagram the other day that was some girl that I always thought was super cute that I went to high school with, and she said, left a party to come home and do yoga, hashtag master chiller, and I unfollowed her before you could fucking do a yoga pose.
Yeah. Downward facing dog.
Downward facing shut the fuck up, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's just so annoying to me.
Yeah. This oh no, there was something else that I was just
chilada gets better every it time. I just like saying chilada.
No, what was I just gonna say? Or something.
I don't know. It sucks when you forget when we're recording because then you like awkwardly like shit. And then, gotta remember. Yeah, gotta remember.
The people listening right now are like, fuck, this is too long.
If they got here after that long pause.
Yeah, no shit. They probably unfollowed. They probably stopped listening by now.
I know. Well, screw it, though. It's just one of those days.
Yeah, just screw it, though.
Your face when you said that was fucking good. Oh my gosh.
What is?
Spill
I can't
it, dude.
Remember. I can't remember. Oh no! You know what I hate?
What?
We're just gonna sit here and bitch about shit that we don't like.
I don't mind that at all. I think that's constructive. Get it constructive. All out. It's like
I hate it. You know what I hate?
What?
When people smoke weed all day and they're like, "Oh, dude, I was so high yesterday."
Who does that?
I don't know who does that. You tell me.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
I haven't done that. I know.
No, you haven't done
accusingly
that.
Looking at
no,
me.
No, I'm just saying. It's one of those things that I'm like, the reason I voted to legalize weed in Washington was so I didn't have to fucking hear that anymore.
Yeah, so it's just cool.
It's like I sit at home and watch TV every night and read books. I don't walk around the next day like, dude, I read so much last night. Oh, bro.
I was so full of knowledge.
I was so lost in the story. No, I don't do that.
Maybe you would if
you
want to
know why?
Because
a lot of
read.
Fucking people do it, so it's not worth my time to talk about it.
I hear you. That's cool. And I also hate that. And I hate when people always... I've told like a couple drunk stories because I haven't been drunk that many times.
Yeah.
But people want to have the best drunk stories.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Mm-hmm. It's so annoying to me. Like, oh, I've got some good drunk stories. It's like, okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were drunk. You probably did do something stupid.
I've got an apartment.
Moving on.
Yeah, it's just annoying. It's just arbitrary. It's like,
it is.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you have a home? Great.
Yeah.
That's something we also share in common.
Yeah, exactly. You've got drunk stories. I've got drunk stories. Wait, so you've been drunk? Oh, my gosh. It's 2013.
Wow.
You're 18 years old. You've been drunk?
Hey.
What?
I'm not super down with underage drinking, but continue.
Yeah. Well, it's happening.
Hey, it's not... I'm just saying, it's not like I'm not a big supporter of it. I didn't drink until I was 21. I had my first drink when I was 21. I just like to follow the rules.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was like a 15-year-old stoner, so I didn't drink much, but I'm not even 21 yet, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, okay.
Enough about things we hate.
Here comes an awkward transition.
Well, no, we need to do our fun. We need to do our fun.
That's true.
That's
huh?
important.
Okay.
That's an actual segment we have.
Our two, it would appear the two segments that will reoccur is our drink of the week and our
and fun.
Fun. Which is the fucked up news, I think. I mean, I know it's been a while since our last podcast. However,
oh, no, and that now that we're on the computer, it reminds me of the other thing I want to do. Mm. Wait, should we do this first?
Oh, we can.
I mean,
we got a couple fucked up news.
This is along the same lines as the fucked up news. It's basically the same thing.
Let's
okay.
Do it.
Or not fucked up news, but just bitching about things. So I used to really enjoy Fox News. I'm gonna throw it out there. I will admit it. I used to be a little raging right wing dick.
I don't even know what it means, really.
Ask anyone in high school.
Yeah.
I was all about no abortions and
whatever. You were that?
Anyway, yeah, I was that kid.
You were that kid who, like, held up the nasty aborted fetus.
No, I never did
that,
pisses
off every parent.
But I was definitely, like, I was, like, I didn't, before I educated myself.
Yeah.
I was pretty...
Before you found God.
Yeah, before I found God. I was pretty right-wing. And then I found God and realized this is a load of bullshit.
Yeah.
I still follow Fox News on my Facebook account, but for a completely different reason now. What I like to do is read the comments that people leave on the stories that they post, because their stories are always right-leaning stories, like they're going to have a right slant to it, whether they can call themselves fair and balanced, and that's a load of horse shit. But,
You got it.
So everything they do, and obviously most of the people that post on it is going to be like right-wing, like crazy... batshit crazy people.
Yeah. Just like,
so yesterday there was, which I don't mean to make light of the situation because it is terrible. Don't get me wrong. But this is, I'm going to now read you some comments. Oh shit. I'm now going to read you some comments from the post about the shooting that happened at the Washington, D.C. Naval Yard yesterday, where 12, I believe 12 people were shot, I think. And they believe there's two or three shooters. But I just wanted to read, some of the comments that people are leaving about this. Horrific event. And these are the things that they're saying.
And let's make sure that anybody listening knows, especially my mother, that we're not downplaying the event
at all.
We're
not
only talking about the comments.
I'm talking about
the
people. I am trying to point out some people that are trying to exploit this or use this for a terrible...
For the guns,
yes,
baby.
Yes, for their own terrible agenda. So this is David Haig, H-A-I-G, if you want to look him up on Facebook and like tell him he's a dumbass. This is what he wrote about this. He wrote, "This is starting to look staged to me. Obama's not beyond this to stage a crisis to begin confiscation of our firearms and right of ownership. Really starting to look suspicious in time to say, watch what this hand is doing so we don't see what the other is doing. Beware." There. And then listen to this, another one.
It's funny that people don't know what we're doing.
My face is flabbergasted.
Yeah.
This is Timothy A. Linden, L-Y-D-E-N. Obama voters are crazy rampage shooters. Yes, because it's definitely the Democrats who are out there buying machine guns right now and arming themselves and building a personal arsenal in their basement.
Yeah, well, fuck him. I don't get it. I don't know about it. I stay out of politics. I don't pay attention. Call that naive or whatever, but I just don't care to look into it. However, this whole gun and Obama outroar is just kind of ridiculous.
Teresa Witt, W-H-I-T-T, was one Obama? with a shit ton of question marks. People who comment on Fox News posts are very... the one thing that they are not conservative about is their exclamation and question marks. Like, they go overboard all the time. Yeah. They clearly do not understand the mechanics of punctuation. You only need one question mark. Like, one is sufficient.
It means the exact same thing.
It does. Like, the more question marks does not make your question more important or more question-y. You know what I mean? Like, one question mark is going to be fine.
You'll do it. Maybe add an exclamation point.
Did they say he voted for Obama? That was Beverly Dry.
Good work. It was pretty dry.
Philip Robertson, another hoax.
God, these people.
It just makes me so angry.
I think that these people need to get a fucking hobby. You know what? I would, if I were you, I would comment, y'all should start a podcast and you could talk about it on there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could keep it off.
I want to start a Facebook page of Fox News comments.
Just copy and paste them. You'll have people trying to sue you. All these people are in their fucking underground bunker full of canned foods and assault rifles using their Wi-Fi to,
Tracy, Tracy Verlin, what is wrong with people? Oh, I forgot. Obama won't care. It could have been him 20, 25 years ago. Like, this shooter could have been him 20, 25 years ago.
Wow.
Are you shitting me? What is wrong with these people? Oh, my God.
I love it. You know what's good about these people is they are willing to put their opinions out there and be heard. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I am.
Thank you. There's
Glenn
Ray. This was posted recently. Can't wait to hear Fox News to find a way. Can't wait to hear Fox. Okay, he does not have mechanics down. He's not good. But anyway, he's got a good point whether his mechanics are correct or not. Can't wait to hear Fox News to find out a way to blame this on Obama, which is true.
They will.
Because they're going to.
I don't even know this whole Fox News
thing. It just bothers me that every single time something happens that's gun-related, like the one thing they're like, no, we cannot talk, like, everything, the only thing that is off the table is talking about gun control. This is not the time to talk about gun control. Okay, when is the fucking time to talk about gun control then? If it's not after the mass shootings that happen every fucking month. When is the time?
The time is now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, I don't know. It pisses me off to no end. I'm not... I would like a gun. I'm not anti-gun, but I am anti-crazy people having guns, and I just can't.
I think...
I can't sit and watch this happen anymore. It's driving me nuts.
It irritates me. The whole... I talked to my stepdad about this recently. The whole, like, concealed weapon or, like, open carry. Mm-hmm. That shit bugs the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
When we were at work the other day, I remember when I was at work, somebody comes in with a fucking gun, like, a pistol sticking out. It's just like, mm-hmm. why?
Yeah.
And I get it, you know, because when...
You're at Rose's Pizza. You're not gonna die.
Exactly, but also, and I look at it this way. I look at it this way. It's like, I get it. You want to be prepared in the event that it happens, but it's like, would you always wear a rubber suit because you could potentially get struck by lightning?
Yeah.
Like, it's like wearing a fire retardant suit.
Are you gonna,
all day
like,
long.
Do you also carry around a gas mask in case
yeah.
of gas attacks?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how,
just
how
stupid.
How paranoid is too paranoid?
Exactly. It's like, okay, well, all right. Could you leave my establishment with your gun and take it back to your underground, like,
Lair?
Doomsday fort?
Yeah. I've already, doors. I mean, I've already said it multiple times. When I, like, if I go into a Walmart and I see someone with a gun, I immediately clench up. I'm just nervous.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm like, why the, like...
Why do you have a gun?
Yeah, if you are poor enough to be shopping at a Walmart, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that you have a gun terrifies me. Sorry.
I'll overlook that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, just... If you are carrying a gun in Walmart, I'm personally terrified of
it. I don't like guns anywhere. It made me uncomfortable. It makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, cool, you know, you're prepared.
It makes me think you have a chip on your shoulder, which mm-hmm. then makes me think, probably shouldn't have a gun.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess there's just that whole, like, there's just the pro, the con, and there's arguments for both sides, and I understand them. But I think that carrying a weapon around, like, 24/7 is a little bit excessive. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, scared of guns. I like to shoot guns for sport, but it's just ridiculous.
For sport?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you're just a...
Fun.
You're just a regular guy.
Regular guy
shooting
a gun.
Oh, look at me shooting guns for sport.
You know what I hate?
What?
This just
when people say for sport?
No. Oh. I love that.
Are you Mitt Romney?
Does he say that?
He loves the sport. The sport of anything, like, just during his campaign, it was insert sport here.
You remember when...
I love the sport of horse riding.
Do you remember in New Girl when Schmidt was one of the Romney kids? He pretended to
yes,
be
yes.
for that lady. Yeah, what's up? Tag Romney.
Tag Romney.
Anyway, what I hate is when people say that normal people freak them out. I remember I saw it on Twitter recently.
Oh, yeah, people say that a lot.
When
there's
think,
a lot of bumper stickers.
When people think that they're so abnormal because they like this one, like, obscure band, and one time they read a book that not everybody's, that wasn't fucking 50 Shades of Grey,
uh-huh.
shut the fuck up, because you're not special. Nobody is. And I don't mean to, like, take away
nobody's
identity.
Nobody's normal.
No, nobody's... Insane.
Or nobody's normal, but nobody's that abnormal.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's the same.
There's yeah. too many people on the planet to make you be unique. Just because one of your friends doesn't agree with you and see everything eye to eye that like with you and do enjoy the same activities, that doesn't mean you're weird, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody's eaten a fucking spoonful of peanut butter out of the jar before and like watched cartoons in the morning because it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make you weird. Just shut up.
Shut up.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't happen to you as much. I guess it happens to me because I used to be with the band and all. I was in that scene of kids that, like, think that they want to be different from everybody else. And then you grow up and you realize you'll never be different from everybody else just because you like something different. Just yeah. because you're a part of a different subculture. Everybody's also a part of a subculture.
Yeah.
Whether they want to be or not.
Yeah.
It just... I mean, we're doing a podcast right now. That's like
we
a group
of people.
We are
part of a subculture.
Yeah.
The podcast that no one listens to subculture.
Yeah, exactly. The kids. I mean, I don't even really listen to that many, but what I'm saying is, like, it's just nothing really can make you that unique anymore.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean don't do cool things, but it just means don't think you're so special for doing them. Like,
yeah.
a lot of people have been out of the country before.
Yeah.
Cool.
Calm your tits.
Shut up.
Yeah,
it just
calm your tits.
Bugs
calm
the
your tits.
Shit out of me.
Yep, calm your tits. I agree. All right, so the last thing we're going to talk about now, since we have been talking for a long time today,
I know, it's time flies. when you're having fun.
I doubt everyone else is going to find it as entertaining as we are.
I don't care because I enjoy doing it.
So this is our fucked up news for the week. We don't know how many of you have been watching TV. Scott certainly wasn't, so thank God I was.
I don't have cable.
Yep, I don't have cable either, so shut your mouth. Nina Devril... Devaluri. Nina Devaluri. It's probably not how you pronounce it. But she was crowned Miss America 2014. And immediately, there was a backlash on Twitter because, you know, Americans can't keep their fucking mouths shut. because they were equating her with a Muslim.
She's not.
When really she is of.
She has different ethnic descent.
She is of Indian descent.
Yeah.
A big thing was, a lot of people were rooting for Miss Kansas because she got a lot of press before the Miss America competition because she had tattoos, and she wasn't going to cover up her tattoos in the swimsuit portion of the competition, which was the first time that a Miss America contestant has ever exposed tattoos, because that's normally something that...
And she loves to hunt.
Yes. She loves
her...
Yes, she was in the military. I don't know which branch. Not really fucking care either.
Who cares? She probably did boot camp and got out.
Exactly. She's too pretty. she loves her country. She loves hunting. She loves tattoos. Real Miss America.
She and loves don't
getting like
hit on.
Don't even get me started with just like rhetoric. Oh no, so many just false things. They're like, yes, that is what makes someone American.
She loves
her country. She loves hunting. She loves tattoos. She is American.
Here
Guess
she
what?
Is shooting
I don't have a fucking tattoo. My dad hunts. I could care less. Sometimes I love my country. It goes day in, day out. But still.
Hey, you know
what? That is what makes her the real Miss America, apparently, in the eyes of some stupid motherfuckers down in the South.
George W. Bush in Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay said?
What?
You don't have to support your government to be American. You just got to love your country. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I just thought of that. Because you said sometimes you don't love your country. Here's the thing.
I am okay with the government right now. I don't think Obama's handled everything perfectly, but for the most part, I'm okay with him.
Well, it's the people
here that I tend to have a problem with.
How can you begrudge the president anyway?
He has the hardest fucking job in the country.
He has the weight of the world.
Yeah, so
in a sense,
all those fucking truck drivers who want to bitch at him for doing his job. Okay, you sit and get fat every day, please.
Yeah.
Don't even. I shouldn't say that. My grandpa was a truck driver, and I love my grandpa.
Let's see some.
So here's some other things. So a lot of people were. What I love about American culture is that we'll say things without knowing anything, but it doesn't matter.
Nope.
As long as you say it loud enough, and as long as you say it confidently enough,
there you go.
Doesn't fucking matter
it's
what
like
you just said.
A girl.
And people, and people will agree with you because everyone else is just as fucking stupid as you.
This is a Miss America.
Her brown skin. People in America are A, scared of brown skin, and B, don't know what to do with it. They're confused by it. So, like, we're just going to go down the list here. Some people thought she was A, Muslim. So, this is one of the Muslim ones. This is Miss America, not Miss Muslim. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. I'm assuming that was, like, a really stupid, white, like, sorority girl. Because sorry, not sorry is a sorority girl thing.
Yeah, heard that.
Some people thought she was Arab, so this one says, "Are you serious?" with lots of exclamation points and question marks, because that makes it more of a question and
after
more of an exclamation. The Arab wins. Yep, more. It's very emphatic. This is Miss America, all in caps, not Miss Arabia. Still lots of exclamation points. Miss Kansas is in the army and is a country girl. Come on. Yeah. Come on, she's a country girl. She's a down-home country girl.
Don't do that.
God, it makes me so angry.
This is...
Okay.
Oh,
C,
my good
no,
God.
No, C. Some people thought that she was a terrorist or Al-Qaeda member. So this guy said, this is Travis Vanderhaden. He sounds intelligent.
Yeah.
This is Miss America, not Miss Terrorist. Hashtag get off the screen. Hashtag USA.
Oh, good God. A Muslim Arab...
D, all of the above, yeah. A Muslim Arab won Miss America. They blow your shot. Clearly can't spell. I think she meant shit. Blow your shit up and you crown them. You bitches backwards.
Excuse us?
I think she's black from the thumbnail. I'm not going to click on it because I don't want to go there.
Yeah, don't play this.
This person said, because this was just a few days after the anniversary of September 11th, ABC, nice slap in the face to the people of 9/11. How pathetic. Because clearly that was, a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then hashtag Miss America, WTF. Have we forgotten 9/11?
Oh, did we? What do you think, bitch?
God, it makes me so angry. Have we forgotten 9/11? No, because all you motherfuckers won't let us. Wow, Miss America, you've really embarrassed yourselves now. Racist pieces of crap. Oh no, this is good, this is good.
Oh, yeah.
This is people defending her. Thank God. There's two tweets that defended her. Wow, America, you really embarrass yourselves now. Racist pieces of crap. Hashtag Miss America's American, not Muslim or a terrorist. Hashtag idiots. Thank you, Christopher M.
Yes.
Ugh.
C. McLaughlin.
Yeah, whatever.
Is this her talking?
I don't know if that's her talking.
It is.
I think it is. I'm not going to click it.
Why?
They can't hear it. It doesn't fucking matter.
True.
We'll watch it later.
True.
But anyway, this is just one of the things that really makes me... It makes my blood boil. And this is things that make me not love my country. I'm sorry. People are too ignorant. And I'm not saying I'm not saying that I'm the smartest person on the planet. And I will, like... I will
back that up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I'm not even the smartest... I'm probably not even the smartest person in this building. I can almost guarantee you that. But I just...
The ignorance.
Yes.
It's astonishing.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
And the thing that sucks is I went to high school with people like that. Like, that is... If they were smart enough to use Twitter... or had internet access in their trailers, they might be able to tweet something like that. But I doubt they'd put it together in full sentences. They're not very smart.
Well, that one wasn't in full sentences, and it had about 15 punctuations after every fragment of a sentence.
That's why whenever... I always tell people, whenever you're writing, add as many exclamation points and question marks as possible, because it just really adds emphasis.
Yeah, it does.
It lets people know you mean business. Answer this question.
Yes.
I need an
15
answer.
15 times.
I need an answer.
I think that means you want 15 answers.
Yes.
For
all different, but still supporting my point of view.
I've nipped that shit in the bud, because everybody that texts me multiple question marks or exclamations, unless a question mark with an exclamation point...
That's okay.
It's improper, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You technically can't do that.
Yeah, but in context,
yes.
You know, to convey your message
lingo,
is all
okay.
Good.
Yes.
But I always tell people, like, don't do that. That bugs me. Leave it alone.
I'm not okay with it. So, well, do we have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I don't
know. I'm just so angry and worked up now.
I've been just trying to snowball everything, and I don't know.
Sick.
I mean,
why do you keep saying snowball?
Because I like it. It's a good euphemism. Right? I think that would be a euphemism.
Euphemism. Euphemism.
Yes. Don't fucking question it like that. A euphemism.
Oh. Oh, look at you.
But anyway,
who's the English major now?
It's me.
Yeah.
I've always had a pretty good vocab. English 201 this term.
Okay, well, if you're still listening at this point, I just wanted to remind you guys, we are now up on iTunes. You can search us under the podcasts, Funny Business. We will pop up.
Burp.
Sorry. Scott's been popping up this whole time because he keeps watching Vine videos, but that's beyond this. I think that's it for this week. It's a little longer, sorry. Just listen to it when you're driving. That's what I always tell people. Like, if you're driving somewhere...
That's what my mom did, too.
Pop in the podcast.
She was driving.
What'd she think?
Visit.
What did your mom think?
She liked it.
Did she?
She said she missed an exit because she was paying attention. She was, like, so into what we were talking about and shit. She loved it.
So she actually liked it?
Yeah. She
also
kind of just loves anything that I do.
Oh, that's... Oh.
I could just paint some garbage and she'd hang it up.
I've never seen your mom, but I bet she's really sweet.
She's the sweetest. She always buys me booze when I go home, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure she's going to love hearing that.
When I went home, I was hanging out with my cousin, and we were, like... Every time I go home, she puts me on, like, a waiting list to go get my teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
She had the, like, last two or three times I'd gone home, so if somebody cancels, they call. She calls me at, like, 11:15. It's like, sweetie, like, you know, you need to head over to the dentist real quick and get your teeth cleaned, and I was like, man, because Thomas, my cousin, was in town for a day.
Oh, Thomas. Sorry.
back to the point. Thomas was in town for a day, and we had ladder golf, and we had frisbee golf, and we had wiffle ball to play.
Oh.
And we were just busy. And I had already had a drink. At like 11, we started drinking. Mm-hmm. And my mom calls me, and I'm like, well, Mom, I've already had a drink, because I really didn't want to go. I wanted to hang out at home. And she texts me back and goes, Jesus fucking Christ, Scott, it's not even fucking noon. Quit drinking so early. And I was like, good God, Mom. She talked about it later, too. And she's like, honey, when we were with other people, and she's like, all I said was, it's noon. Like, why do you need a drink? And I was like, Mom, you said Jesus fucking Christ, Scott.
Well, if I were your mom, I'd probably say the same thing.
Dude, frisbee golf, ladder golf, wiffle ball on a hot summer's day. How could you not be drinking a brew?
I'd be drinking lemonade.
Yeah, Mike's Hard Lemonade.
A fresh squeezed lemonade.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I don't drink Mike's Hard Lemonade because I'm not a woman or you.
I support Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I have this thing called a penis.
Mike's Hard Lemonade's going to sponsor this motherfucking podcast one day, and I'm going to tell you to suck it because they're going to give us new flavors to try. Those will be our drink of the week. It's going to be like Mike's Hard Passion Fruit Acai Blueberry Purple Drink.
Purple Drink.
Purple Drink Purple Lemonade. Drink. Anyway, okay. So anyway, find us on iTunes.
Yep.
Or Podcast Addict.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
I think
all
we should go up on both, huh?
Yeah.
Just in case. Yeah. So we're on Podcast Addict, iTunes, Funny Business, a serious podcast. Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you again sometime.
As soon as we can.
It'll happen again. All right, bye. Let's